Phoneboy Speaks, episode 750, Lifeline Internet. Back in the 1980s, after the breakup of AT&T as the nationwide phone company, there was a program put in place that that essentially subsidized phone service for people that had low income. In fact, actually, my grandmother had Lifeline service from Pacific Bell. That's what it was called. And the idea was is that you got a, you know, essentially discounted phone service, and the government would essentially pay for the rest of it. And, you know, and this program has been fairly successful. And in fact, they've even, in recent years, President Obama actually pushed something forward that was that actually extended that same sort of deal to people to cell phones, right? Because, you know, let's face it, landlines are in the process of going away. I mean, the market for them is not increasing; it's in fact decreasing. And you know, so now there are, you know, and so there's people that, yeah, and I've seen these companies that come up that essentially, you know, if you're living below the poverty line, as it were, you can get essentially free cell phone service. And granted, it's, you know, voice only service at this point. I'm sure it's somewhat limited, but there's been some scandals, I think, around, you know, people being enrolled in these services that that don't qualify for them. Whole different problem. But now President Obama and others want to take it a step further and say, how about we do this for internet access? Because, you know, voice phone service is one thing, and in fact, it's a, you know, I think that's important. But really, today the internet is the thing that a lot of us use to, well, I don't know, pay our bills and get information. And it's probably, it's a much more important source of information than, say, the telephone. Of course, you can make telephone calls over the internet. So it's you know, I think it's that's probably better. And so now they're trying to figure, the Federal Communications Commission is trying to figure out how to extend the lifeline, as it were, to broadband internet. Now, that, you know, Comcast has this program that they've put out. It's, you know, it's like starter internet or something. And I don't remember what they have some requirements for it. I don't even think they offer it everywhere. And they certainly don't advertise the fact that they offer this, but you can get, you know, very, very, very basic broadband for, you know, for a very small amount of money. And it's, and it's designed for people with low income. Certainly, there's ways to make this exist, and I'm sure there's going to be fraud and corruption in all these programs, just like there always is. But I'm all for, you know, maybe I'm not necessarily for government handouts, but I am for making the internet available to all people and making it, you know, making the cost reasonable. Of course, the question is that whether the quote unquote free service or discounted service is actually going to be enough, right? Is it going to be something that is going to be provide a compelling experience? But at the end of the day, I still think that any connection to the internet is better than no connection to the internet. Although, you know, again, maybe rather than actually do even wired internet, maybe this needs to be wireless internet, right? Using a mobile device, because that seems to be where everything's going. But, you know, government regulations often trail trends. They don't usually get ahead of trends. And so, but this is something we'll have to just watch. You know, we'll see if the internet gets a lifeline from the government, or people that are living below the poverty line will get assistance to get connected. Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/ps on the web for more information.